This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 4th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. AirVenture 2008 was the first chance many of us got to meet Jason Blair, the new executive director of the National Association of Flight Instructors. I had to ask him about the spotty availability of flight schools offering instruction for the Sport Pilot Certificate and whether it's on NAFI's radar screen.
I guess from a NAFI perspective in general, our strategy is to raise awareness of it and to understand that this is not a secondary type of pilot certificate. It's not a lower level. It's a pilot certificate that allows you to fly an aircraft. You know, it's a new industry. It is developing. We're seeing more aircraft available in more places. And the best thing I can tell people from a customer standpoint is tell your local FBO or flight school, this is what we want.
Max Trescott is a certified flight instructor in California, the FAA's 2008 CFI of the Year, and well known for his book and training materials dealing with the Garmin G1000 glass panel. I had the chance to talk to Max at AirVenture about the daunting task of keeping up with the explosion in new technology, specifically all the new options for the G1000 announced recently.
Right, I got to tell you, there is nothing more fun than sinking your teeth into one of these new systems. So the Cirrus SR22 perspective glass cockpit was announced around the 20th of May, thereabouts. Within a week or two, we decided, hey, we need to have some type of product out in this area. And I was very fortunate to be able to spend time with one of the demo pilots who has one of those aircraft. And then better yet, the flying club that I do most of my work with, the West Valley Flying Club in Palo Alto, has one of these aircraft online, and they asked me to help put together the program to check out the chief flight instructor and the other CFIs. You know, you work 24/7, but it's a work of love. You're having a good time, and we're not just throwing technology at something for the sake of throwing technology at it. It's really helpful and useful, and people should try it out because they're going to love it.
A gathering called Women Venture attempted to assemble the largest single gathering of women pilots ever in one place at AirVenture and claims to have succeeded. A related event titled Women Soar, You Soar brought together teenage girls with adult women pilots who have agreed to serve as mentors. One woman who is a terrific example and will have many opportunities to encourage young girls to get into aviation is 26-year-old Navy Lieutenant Katie Scholz, a Wisconsin native and one of the pilots who flew two SH-60B Seahawk helicopters to AirVenture from San Diego, California. Katie credits early trips to AirVenture for planting the seed.
When I was little, I used to come to the Oshkosh Air Show with my father, and I would go up on all the ladders and go check out the cockpits of all the jets and just see all the planes around me. My uncle is a helicopter pilot, an instructor pilot down in Kenosha, so I was always interested in flying. I wasn't necessarily interested in the military until it came up at lunch one day with a family friend, and he said, well, I know that you are really interested in flying, and I think you should think about the Naval Academy. And I ended up applying for it. I got a nomination probably late into the year of my senior year of high school. And then about 29 days before induction day, I got an appointment to the Naval Academy.
There were lots of dads with daughters in attendance this year at Oshkosh. Try it. You never know if she'd like to come with you till you ask. Jason Blair, Max Trescott, and Lieutenant Katie Scholz will all join me for full-length interviews later this week on the Aero News special feature. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Mooney may introduce a turboprop. Patty Wagstaff has a run-in with the law at AirVenture. And electric aircraft draw a crowd at Oshkosh. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, Conversations from Oshkosh, a potpourri of short conversations with newsmakers from AirVenture. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.